This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, The Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there. When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
From Hollywood, we bring you the Lawrence Welk Show.
Morning, friends and listeners, Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country-ish music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 2 hours, I'd like to invite you in to a very special Valentine's celebration to the Lawrence Welk Show. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip back in time to the old ballrooms of Hollywood as we pay tribute to some of the great classics on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Oops.
While the clock ticked along, never fast, never slow, till one day it ran wild in its joy. For it's
till we meet again. Adios, au revoir,
morning, friends and listeners, Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country-ish music, Johnny Woodlock. Before we start today's program, I would like to dedicate this program in memory of two Lawrence Welk members who sadly passed away recently. Guy Havas, who passed away in January, and of course, Lawrence Welk's son, Larry Welk, who passed away just this week. With that mentioned, I would like to dedicate this program in loving memory, of course, also to all the Lawrence Welk band members, both past and present, and of course the great maestro himself, Lawrence Welk. Now, as I welcome y'all into this program today, I would like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios on the shores of the St. Lawrence Seaway in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the Limestone City of Ontario, Canada, and we can also be heard throughout the Durham County and Greater Toronto areas via www.oshawarocks.com, and of course via our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. I'd like to also remind y'all that yesterday was Valentine's Day 2026, and as we celebrate the legendary Lawrence Welk, we're going to also be paying tribute to a lot of the love songs of country music. Now let's open up with none other than a little bit of history on Lawrence Welk, the great maestro of champagne music as he was known. And Lawrence was born on March 11th, 1903 in Strasburg, North Dakota. Even though many have thought thought Lawrence to be from overseas due to his heavy accent. However, he was actually born, yes, in North Dakota, the sixth of eight children to a German immigrant family who came from Germany to Russia and then to America. Growing up, Lawrence would often hear and see his father play accordion, which led him to his inspiration to becoming a band leader himself. It's during a time that he was recovering from a ruptured appendix that he would become acquainted with his father's accordion, and he would make his father a promise at the age of 17 that if his father bought a $400 mail order accordion, he would stay on the family farm to age 21 to work the farm. Upon turning 21, he would then leave the farm in North Dakota and become one of the greatest innovators of the American way of life. Lawrence Welk also hosted the long-running Lawrence Welk program from 51 until 82. And yes, Lawrence sadly passed away at the age of 89 on May 17, 1992. Many have called Lawrence's style of music corny or silly, but by today's standards, it is a wholesome reminder of what America and our beloved music genre was like. With that, let's open up today's program with a song called Sing Me an Old Fashioned Song, and is sung by Billy Joe Spears. And then we'll follow with Lawrence Welk himself and his musical family and a tribute to country music. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on the Way Back with Johnny Show.
Sing me an old fashioned song. Bring me back in my mind to a time where my memories all come from. A good time and song, the kind that makes you want to sing along. A good old fashioned hand clapping, knee slapping, foot tapping song.
Hollywood. The Lawrence Welk Network presents The Lawrence Welk Show, a country and western special.
Country and western music, that's for me. Country and western music makes good harmony. Give me the music of the rodeo and a hillbilly tune and a do-si-do. Country and western music, that's for me.
Well, as you can see, the party has already started, and our boys and girls are getting into the swing of things. All you have to do is relax, enjoy an hour of fun, country and western style.
All four couples bound swing. Now, first couple out to the right of the ring and circle half. Inside arch and outside under, inside arch and you go like thunder. Inside arch and outside under, inside arch and you go like thunder. Inside arch and home you go. Everybody swing, swing your honey high and low. And around and around and around you go. Alleman left with your left hand, right to your partner, right and left grand. Here we go in the old mess wagon, hind wheel broke and the axle dragon. Y'all sing.
Country and western music, that's for me. Country and western music makes good harmony. Give me the music of the rodeo and a hillbilly tune with a do-si-do. Country and western music, that's for me. For me. That's all.
Well, yes, friends, following those opening songs, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to begin the program, as we usually do, with sending out some very special dedications. First of all, for my beloved Mama Dawn. On Valentine's weekend this week, I've got a song going out to Mama Dawn today by Canadian country music singer-songwriter Dallas Arms, and a song called Mama Sold Roses, which my mama did many years down behind City Hall here in Kingston, Limestone City. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my dear friends in upstate New York, Debbie and Jimmy Rogers of Carthage, New York. For them today, it's going to be an all-time classic by none other than Lawrence Welk himself, and a classic that he used for many years as his signature song called Bubbles in the Wine. And then we'll wrap up this set with another special dedication, this time going out to my late soulmate and dear friend, Miss Velma LaPointe, also forever remembered as Miss Jenny. For her, it's going to be an all-time classic and loving memory of a song called Sweethearts in Heaven. With that, I'd like to welcome you all in and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
A dime. Mama sold roses in the year 49. They were made out of paper and sold for a dime. She carved out a living by walking the streets, crying, who was a measure of diamonds or gold. No one could afford the rose that she sold. She'd shape the crepe paper and softly she'd say, your mama is tired, it's been a long day. By hand. display. They're not made of paper, and they don't cost a dime. Each rose in the window has a $2 sign.
Hey! crown and sleep in the street, or I'd be a beggar with rags on my feet. If I knew for sure when the time comes to part, someday in heaven you'd be my sweetheart. Will there be sweethearts in heaven after we've crossed the line? If the angels have sweethearts, then I want you for mine.
That big eight wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Rogers Snow, son of country legend Hank Snow. By the way, you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
You stayed away too long. I'm through with you. Too bad you're blue. Keep moving on.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at the Way Back program. With that mentioned, I'd like to put out a few special dedications this morning for our valley listeners, including Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret in Eganville, Ontario. For them today, it'll be a cover of an old Johnny Cash song that Bob King of the Ottawa Valley and also Joyceville, Ontario, just down the road here from Kingston, recorded many years ago, called Give My Love to Rose. Then we'll follow with a song for my good friends Vic and Linda May in Iron Prairie, Ontario. For them, it's going to be an all-time classic by Ron McMunn, the Silver Fox of the Ottawa Valley, and his all-time classic called Come Walk With Me. Just a reminder that Vic does his weekly Sunday evening show, 7 to 10, over CJHR Valley Heritage. And then we'll wrap up with another love song dedicated to all the listeners up there in the valley, and it's going to be Ralph Carlson with a song called All the Love Songs Are For You. And yes, yesterday was Valentine's Day, so we'll send out all these with special Valentine wishes. Welcome in, friends, and good day to all the valley listeners.
I found him by the railroad track this morning. I could see that he was nearly dead. I knelt down beside him and I listened, just to hear the words the dying fella said. He said they let me out of prison up in Kingston. For 10 long years I've paid for what I've done. I was on my way down home in Nova Scotia to see my rose and get to know my son. Give my love to Rose, please, won't you, mister? Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. Get to give my love to Rose. Won't you tell him I say thanks for waiting for me? Tell my son to help his mom at home. Tell my Rose to try and find another, 'cause it ain't right that she should live alone.
Mister, here's the bag with all my money. It won't last them long the way it goes. May God bless you for finding me this morning. And don't forget to give my love to Rose. Give my love to Rose, please, won't you, mister? Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. And don't forget to give my love to Rose.
With me down lover's lane, then I'll go away forever. With me down lover's lane, then I'll go away forever.
I have sung some songs about the places that I've seen, and songs about the heroes of my boyhood dreams, songs about the days when rock and roll was new. But honey, all of the love songs are for you.
I know things are not the way you wanted them to be. And I know when I'm missing you, you're somewhere missing me. But if you listen closely, I hope you hear it too. Honey, all of the love songs are for you.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our program this morning. With that mentioned, I, several years ago, got to do a celebration to the music of Lawrence Welk, and with that mentioned, it was February 2022 that I was fortunate enough to sit down with the legendary Kathy Lennon of the famed Lennon Sisters and record an interview with her. With that mentioned, I am sad to say that the quality of the audio of this interview is not what I would class as the best interview audio I've ever done, but it is an all-time classic interview from the Wayback Vaults. With that, I hope y'all enjoy this first part of a three-part interview borrowed from the archives of the Woodlawk Ranch, and then we'll follow with an all-time archive piece of audio from the original Lawrence Welk program and a song called Melody the More. With that, welcome in, friends, and here's Kathy Lennon from 2022. Miss Kathy Lennon of the Lennon Sisters to our program today.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to everyone. I hope it's a beautiful Valentine's 2022,
because
we are due.
Yes, we sure are. So, happy Valentine's, Kathy. Do you prefer Miss Lennon or Kathy?
Kathy's just fine.
Kathy,
absolutely.
Sure. So let's go back to 1943. You were born in Los Angeles, California, into a musical family. What was your earliest musical memories?
Oh, gosh. Yes, I was a baby born in Santa Monica.
Okay.
I cannot remember a time where there weren't lullabies, whether it was my mom or my dad or my grandma.
Yeah.
We just sang around the house, my sisters and I. When we were 3, 4, 5, those ages, we would put on shows for our grandmas and our great-grandmas, and every Sunday we'd do a show. It was music in us. Our dad sang and actually had his own concert at the Hollywood Bowl when he was 15 years old.
Oh, wow.
So he was a beautiful, beautiful Irish tenor, very
yes.
similar to Pat Joe Feeney sang on the Lawrence Welk Show.
Joe Feeney, yes.
And Daddy also sang with his brothers, and they called themselves the Lennon Brothers.
Okay.
And they worked all over there with Carl Whiteman. They did quite a bit, but they ended up not wanting to travel because they had so many children among them, so they decided not to do that. But Daddy sang for weddings, and even though he was a milkman for Edgemar Farms in Venice, California, he also did a lot of jobs where he went and sang for weddings or funerals. Or special evenings. And we always heard him sing. We heard him rehearse with his brothers at our house, and they'd go away knowing a new arrangement, but so would we. And we were little kids. None of us, for you to know, none of us read music. It all just came by ear, everything.
Okay, yes.
And so every, you know, as long as I can remember, Johnny, we have had music in our life. Our grandfather was an old vaudevillian.
Oh, yes.
Played honky-tonk piano. That was on our mom's side. And we used to sing with him as he sat at the piano. And it's just our grandmother on our dad's side was a prima ballerina. Our mom was a tap dance teacher when she was only in the sixth grade. Yeah. Our other grandmother was also a Spanish dancer. So we have music in our family.
And a lot of talent.
I can remember, absolutely.
Yes, okay. And so your debut on the Lawrence Welk Show came in 1955 on the Christmas show.
That's right.
How did Lawrence get acquainted with you sisters?
Well, it's an interesting story. I'm sure a lot of people have heard it, but it was a wonderful story. Diane, when she, we call her Dee Dee, when she was 15 years old, went to school with Lawrence Welk Jr. at St. Monica's High School in Santa Monica, California. At the time, Janet was 9, I was 12, Peggy was 14, and Dee Dee was 15.
Okay.
And we had sung in our church musical, different, everybody in that parish sang, and we sang with Rodney's brothers, and we sang on our own, we did a little Scottish medley, and Daddy's boss from Edgemar Farms was in the audience, heard us sing, and said, would you sing for $10 at the Rotary Club, and we'd love to have you girls sing. So Daddy decided to do that, and then from that, the Elks Club called and said, oh, we would love to have the girls sing, and so Daddy said to us, boy, if you wanted to, you know, we only lived in it. There was 8 children, mom, dad, and our grandmother in a little 2-bedroom house.
Oh, wow.
So he said, if you start doing some of these, if you want to, we can sing and make $10 here and $10 there. I can add a dormitory onto the house.
I see.
And that was exciting to us. So we said, okay. So we were doing a couple of these Rotaries, Lions Clubs, and all. Larry Welk Jr. asked my sister Dee Dee to go to a party for Halloween, and she said, oh, I can't, I have to sing. And he said, well, I'll come pick you up. So he came to the place, and it was running a little late, so he had to wait, and the four of us sang for the Lions Club about 3 or 4 numbers. Afterwards, he told Dee Dee, he said, I had no idea you were singing with your sisters. I thought you sang with a choral group or something. I'm going to tell my dad about you.
Well,
at the time, Mr. Welk had a television show, Network ABC, had started that July of 55. It had a local show for a couple of years, but this was a national show. Excuse me. And so Larry said, I'm tell my dad about you. Well, about a month later, he called and he said, you come over, Dee Dee, get your sisters, get over here quick, sing for my dad. He has a cold and can't get out of the house.
Okay.
You gotta come over. So Daddy picked us all up. We drove up to Brentwood, which is a beautiful area in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And this beautiful home, it was like a movie star's home. And we went into this beautiful Spanish home, and Mrs. Welk was so sweet. We came in, and Mr. Welk walked in, and indeed he had a cold. He had on a beautiful maroon smoking jacket and velvet slippers.
Yes.
It was like out of a movie. And he came and he sat down and said, my son has told me all about you, so now sing. We walked over and hit a note on the piano, and we sang, he can turn the tide and calm the angry sea, which is a popular song by the McGuire sisters.
Yes.
And he said, wow, I really enjoyed, would you be interested in being on my Christmas show this year?
Okay.
And that was it, and we were on every week after that for 14 years.
Yes, exactly.
It was an unbelievable story.
And what do you recall about that first filming on that Christmas day?
First of all, it wasn't filming. It was live.
Yes.
And it went to New York. Everything was at live 6 o'clock on Saturday night, so it would go to New York at 9.
Okay.
And we did it live for 10 years. So we were 4 scared little girls, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew you know, our harmony work. The song was good. It was exciting. We knew who Lawrence Welk was because we had watched the local show in Los Angeles on KTLA, and we used to dance the polka, and we used to dance in our living room. And so, and that was kind of exciting. But right before we went on, the sponsor at the time was the Chrysler Corporation. It was Dodge.
Oh, yes.
And they said, don't be nervous, girls. There's only 20 million people watching you.
Wow.
And
it was really.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So we went on, and you can see in our faces, we sing, and we look back and forth over to the right, because our daddy was sitting right there, and we wanted to make sure everything was good, but Dad liked it. And so that, you know, that was it. That was our debut.
Exactly. And that's the key to things, is to find that one familiar face and sing to them.
It was just, it's so weird. Exactly. Yeah. That was the best thing for us to do.
Yes. Now, many would say that you girls grew up in front of the television camera from 55 to 68. During those regular appearances on the Lawrence Welk Show, would you say it was difficult for you and the others to have a regular childhood?
Well, we were very blessed that Mom and Dad said, we really don't want you to go to Hollywood Professional School. Mm-hmm. Do you want to stay in your same school? And we said, yes, we do, because we started doing the show every week. And they worked around our school schedule. So we would go in on Thursday after school and rehearse with the band. Friday after school, we'd go to the studio and rehearse the set. And Saturday, of course, we were out of school, so we worked all day Saturday. But during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, not only did we go to school, but we'd come home and we'd also rehearse on our own and pick a song and learn it. So our schedule was tough, but the most important thing to us was all our brothers and sisters, all our friends that were from grammar school and high school, St. Mark's Grammar School, St. Monica's High School, we got to see and be with all our same friends. So I think we had probably one of the most normal childhoods of any child stars that were on television every single week for 13 years.
Okay.
Because, and people watched us grow up, with, you know, get married, the girls had children, all on the show. So we had, even though a lot of traveling, and that was hard on us, we hated leaving Mom, we hated leaving our little brothers and sisters, but we still, our career never defined who we were. That was our job. My girlfriends worked at Walgreens, or they worked, you know, somewhere, and we worked at ABC Studios. We still had the same friends. We didn't do a lot of Hollywood Professional parties or anything like that.
Okay.
So maybe we'd have the most normal celebrity childhood of anybody else.
Okay, sure.
Now my sisters and I would like to sing the pretty song, Melody d'Amour.
Melody d'Amour, take a song to my lover. Shoot, shoot, little bird, go and find my love. Melody d'Amour, serenade at his window. Shoot, shoot, little bird, my son of love.
Oh, tell him I will wait.
I will wait. If he names the date, tell him that I care more than I can bear.
For when we
are apart, how it hurts my heart. So I'll fly away and say that I hope and pray him so more
music from a favorite bluegrass show.
Now look at me, baby, I'm all the way gone.
Can you hear the lonesome dove?
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st to 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Well, yes, friends, following that first part of our three-part interview with Kathy Lennon, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to dive deep into the vinyl blast from Vinyl Pass Weekend. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, I would like to share a collection of very much cherished vinyl records in my collection, and among them are some of the greatest Lawrence Welk records that ever were. With that mentioned, I'd like to share a very cute song, which is called The Chicken Polka, which appeared on the album Lawrence Welk and His Champagne Music from 1956, some 70 years ago, on the Coral label. We'll then follow with another great instrumental, this time from 1968's version of the Lawrence Welk album called Country Music's Great Hits, and it of course is Wabash Cannonball, as done by the Lawrence Welk Orchestra. With that, we would like to turn back the years to those wonderful, wonderful times, as Lawrence Welk would say. Welcome in, friends. Yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show, and it's that time in the program to send us into the second hour here this morning. I would like to once again salute a collection of sacred songs. First, we'll hear a song going out to my dear friend, Miss Nancy Wall, the beloved better half of Michael T. Wall, our King of the Newfies. And for Mrs. Michael Wall, we're going to celebrate her birthday this past Wednesday. So in honor of her, it'll be a sacred song by Hank Snow that she likes called These Hands. We'll then follow with another one of the musical family members of the Welk Show, and it'll be Larry Hooper and his song called Nobody Knows But the Lord. And we'll send us into the very top of the second hour with none other than Guy and Rona. And of course, they were the husband and wife team and the sweethearts of the Lawrence Welk Show. And they're going to pay tribute to an all-time classic gospel favorite called Church in the Wildwood. With that, I'd like to say that I hope y'all stick around for another 2 hours of great classic country music and Lawrence Welk songs as well. Welcome in, friends.
These hands are the hands of a gentleman. These hands are calloused and old. These hands raise the family. These hands build a home. Now these hands raise to praise the Lord. These hands won the heart of my loved one, and with hers they were never alone. If these hands fingers have worked to the bone. Now don't try to judge me by what you'd like to be, for my life hasn't been a success. Yet some people have power and are still waiting on
happens when we kneel and pray.
Nobody knows but the Lord.
Who's everywhere I chance to be.
Nobody knows but the Lord.
How long before he'll send for me.
Nobody knows, nobody knows, nobody knows but the Lord.
Church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier place in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the dale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
How sweet on a clear Sabbath morning to listen to the clear ringing bell. Its tone so sweetly a calling, oh, come to the church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. So come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood.